Could we back up just a minute? You're Major Burke.
Yes, sir.
U.S. Air Force retired.
Yes.
This was between Harrington and Davenport.
Yes, from Harrington, Washington. Of course, it's a little town, and it's about 13 miles to Davenport. My wife and I were leaving Harrington to Davenport, and we saw these claws, you know, and there was two big ones, and then it was...
You saw what again?
Huh?
What was it you saw?
Well, they looked like clouds, and they weren't white clouds or large clouds. They were just, I don't know how to say it. But anyway, they were dark gray, and they moved with us, you know, about 13 miles.
They moved with you about 13 miles?
Yeah. And
but just dark gray clouds?
Yes.
And okay.
They had, a larger one was this. Kind of a mass like you might say like a balloon it had a definite shape, but then there was about three or four smaller ones around it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched them, and they went with us for 13 miles down to Davenport, so I thought, hey, now wait a minute. These are not like clouds I've known those 21 years I flew, you know, in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I told Marty, I said, hey, those things don't look like clouds, you know? And so we stopped. We stopped in Davenport, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're 13 miles down the road, and I'll be damned if this cloud didn't stop. The bigger one and then the other three or four, or whatever they were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm not one to think and to think that But anyway, so we went from Davenport on to another little town. How far is Reardon from there? Another 15 miles.
Reardon's.
Yeah. So okay. I said, hey, Mark, let's stop. You know, because this cloud, you know, or this
mm-hmm.
blue gray mass, and then the other. Four or five, you know. I swear they stopped when we stopped at Davenport, didn't they? They stopped. So we went on the rear, and I said, hey, let's stop down here and just see if those things are, you know, those clouds. Yeah. So, okay, I stopped down at this little town, and they stopped. The clouds stopped. You know, apparently we were the only car on the road at this time, you know, not very many cars. So I thought, well, hell, I'm going to Fairchild Air Force Base, you know, and I'll tell them about this cloud, you know, falling. So I went to Fairchild, of course, and the cloud stopped over Fairchild. And when I went in and told this young corporal or whoever was there, you know, and of course, they think I'm drunk or I'm stupid or something, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
it's nice.
Incidentally, what date was this?
This was today, just about half an hour ago.
Oh, just about a half an hour ago.
Yeah, I just...
That would have been about 9 o'clock then.
Let's see, this is what now? Yeah.
9:44 now.
Let's see, what was it? Well, yes, our second stop was downtown police department. They laughed at us, too, but, what the hell time we stop out of Fairchild, I suppose? Yeah, about, it's about 9:45 now, ain't it? So it must have been about 8:30 or 9:30 or 9:15 or something, you know.
About 9:15 when you stopped at Fairchild.
Yes,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I am positive in my own mind that these things weren't clouds.
I see. I take it you've done quite a bit of flying.
Sir, I've had, probably flown, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or, I've been B-36s for 12 years. I must have 20 or 30 hours flying time, 20,000 hours, at least 20,000 hours flying time.
Well, my question, the reason I ask this, you're familiar with parallax.
Yes.
And the apparent movement of objects.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was sure you were, but...
cloud formation when I see one.
I didn't want to insult you by asking the question, but I wanted to establish that you did know that when you're traveling many times, objects appear to be moving with you when they're far away.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you're very familiar with that.
Yes, I think I've seen them in the Pacific many times, but, man, I'm not one to get...
Well, let's go back to these clouds now. Were they what were they, small-sized, little fluffy objects, or were they large areas of cloud?
Well, the big one, there was about, not one, there was the larger one was quite large. It was gray in color. And there was about three, maybe four smaller ones, you know. But they didn't have any definite shape, you know. And they seemed to be with this larger...
In other words, they moved with it.
Okay.
They moved. Well, you say they didn't have any definite shape. Were they just roughly circular or long, or?
Well, the larger one was rather like it was large and not rectangular particularly, but it was took on the shape of like a large balloon, really, and.
Sort of an oval, a rough oval shape?
Yeah, it was, didn't have any definite, like, you know...
Yeah, sort of an irregular...
Yeah, it didn't have the fine lines of a...
Okay, and you say a dark gray. Did they look solid-like, or...?
They sure as hell did, and...
They didn't look just like a puff of cloud?
No, I know a puff of cloud, sir.
You know a puff of cloud.
Yeah, but this one, I don't know why they picked...
How far did they seem to be from you?
Oh, I'd say maybe 2,000 feet. They weren't very damn far away. I'm sure they weren't a mile, you know?
Yeah, okay. If they were 2,000 feet away from you and they followed you for 13 miles, obviously they were moving...
The clouds... Okay. I have to do this again, apparently.
Yeah, at that time, how dark was it there? The sun was down, I take it, and it was... Was the sky dark or light?
Let's see, was the sky dark or light? It was just getting dark, wasn't it? Yeah, about 7, so here it wasn't really that dark, you know?
It was not dark yet, but getting dusk.
We didn't have lights on the car, apparently, you know?
Pardon?
We didn't have lights, you know.
You didn't have your lights on yet?
No.
Yeah.
No. And this cloud, and there's four or five little other clouds around it, you know. They followed us into little town Davenport. And I stopped there, you know, just to stop, you know, see what they're going to do, you know. But they got down, so the clouds didn't stop.
Major, could we send you a questionnaire to fill out so we can have it in our file? I think I've got everything down here, but... Okay, well, this sounds like a very interesting report, and I'm sure that we'd like to get a little follow-up information on it. So we will be sending you a questionnaire, and I hope you'll take the time to fill it out. And
I certainly will, because I've never had any experience like this before.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is certainly a very interesting sighting, and when we get someone with your qualifications for observing, why... we can have a little confidence in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, man. I shot down the midframe a long time ago when I was a young boy, and I've had many, many flying hours since. But,
you say you saw a UFO down in the Mediterranean?
No.
Oh.
No, Elmore, I just got...
Oh, excuse me, I thought you said...
No. No, it's the first time I ever saw a cloud stop and watch me go for about 40, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It actually followed you for 40 or 50 miles, then.
Sure as hell did. I never seen clouds like that before, sir.
Okay. Were they low enough on the horizon so that you could get any relationship between them and the ground about how high they might be?
Well, I would estimate that the clouds, they weren't that high. They were about 2,000 feet probably, you know?
They never got low enough to go in front of any hills or trees or anything. They were above the horizon at all times.
They stayed kind of off to our left. And they stayed...
off to your left, and you were traveling south and east?
Yeah, traveling east, yeah, south and east, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stayed back, but I stopped those two or three times, you know, just to see what the clouds would do.
Mm-hmm. And when you stopped, they stopped.
On the road, you know, out in the area, so I'll be damned if them goddamn clouds didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Time I stopped. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very well. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you, sir, for listening to me.
Yeah, well, it's very good. We have to get these reports before we can do anything, and we will put this in the files, and we'll follow up if there's any way that we can. And we haven't had any other reports from that area this evening, but we will certainly keep watch for them.
Well, yeah, I know, but... Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, sir, for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling.